First, though, the terrible impact of Queensland's summer floods and Cyclone Yasi on marine life is becoming clearer, with scores of turtles and dugongs literally starving to death. In recent months, more than 600 green turtles and about 100 dugongs have been found dead off the northern and central coast of Queensland. The wide-scale loss of seagrass is being blamed, and as Cathy Van Extel reports, authorities predict there'll be even greater animal deaths over the next few months.
They're just starving. Most of them come in and they don't have any food in their gut and they don't have any fat. And what we're seeing are the little ones, the most vulnerable in the population, they go first. So there's a lot of juveniles being lost out there.
Dr. Alan Ariel from James Cook University has the unenviable job of conducting autopsies on the latest victims of Queensland's wild summer weather. The most recent figures show 99 dugong deaths and more than 600 stranded turtles so far this year. The turtle deaths are a 700% increase, and that's about to get a lot worse, according to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority's protected species expert, Mark Reed.
We're certainly expecting to see elevated numbers of turtles and dugongs stranding over the next couple of months, and that is a fairly consistent pattern that we see every year in terms of when we get our spike in strandings. And this is just going to be exacerbated by the extreme weather event.
The deaths are likely to continue until the end of the year, possibly into early next year. Mark Reed says the high turtle losses reflect their much bigger population compared to dugongs, which are more vulnerable to seagrass destruction.
Dugongs being mammals, they have a much higher requirement for food and energy. So they're probably going to be the ones that will show the first series of symptoms, you know, in terms of resulting from the seagrass loss. The turtles can go a little bit longer without food, and they're probably also a little bit better at actually varying their diet under, you know, periods of stress. So they can go and feed on algae, they can feed on mangrove fruits and leaves.
The last time turtles and dugongs died in great numbers was in 1992, when a cyclone and two floods killed seagrasses in the Wide Bay region. But that was a localised event. This time, seagrass beds from south of Cairns to the Wide Bay and Moreton Bay areas are affected, with Townsville and Gladstone the two major hotspots.
With this particular event, we actually are talking about a far greater geographical scope. We're certainly predicting that based on that extent, we're likely to see a significantly elevated number of strandings.
One of the nation's foremost dugong experts, Helene Marsh, a professor of science at James Cook University, is worried about the long-term impact on the population.
I think it's very concerning because it won't just be deaths. What I would predict is that there's a fair bit of evidence that suggests that when you have a lot of starving animals, they also cease to breed, and that signal of a loss of a breeding pulse will be recorded in the population for generations.
So this is going to be a long-term impact on numbers?
Yes, because both dugongs and green turtles are very long-lived, slow-breeding animals, and they need to accumulate quite a lot of fat before they can breed.
Professor Marsh says there are significant populations of dugongs in other parts of Australia, but she expects a significant depletion of numbers in the affected areas. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority shares those concerns, and it's stepping up efforts to make water users more aware of their impact on marine life. Mark Reed.
You know, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority does have concerns for the dugong population south of Cairns. That's because that's where the people are, that's where a lot of the human-related impacts can affect the dugong.
Environmentalists argue those human impacts have left turtles and dugongs less resilient to weather-related habitat loss. And the Worldwide Fund for Nature is concerned about the impact of industrial work off Gladstone, which is being developed as the coal seam gas to LNG export hub. Dredging began mid-June, and WWF says seagrasses are being destroyed. Richard Leck is the marine spokesman in Queensland.
We're seeing very, very significant numbers of turtle and dugong deaths currently. And when you add in a major development or a series of major developments like is occurring in Gladstone, that is directly impacting the feeding and foraging habitats of these animals, then it's almost certain that that will add another layer of pressure to species that really probably can't afford to have more threats placed upon them.
Last month, UNESCO's World Heritage Committee expressed extreme concern at the Queensland and federal government's backing of the multi-billion dollar gas processing plants on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef. In coming months, it'll send an international monitoring team to inspect conservation standards on the reef. The Queensland Premier's welcomed the visit, saying the state and federal governments have agreed to make a comprehensive assessment of the environmental impacts from escalating industrial activity around Gladstone. The WWF says since the gas companies have received government environmental approval, circumstances have changed.
The environment is not static, and certainly the impacts of the cyclone and the floods were immense, and we're really seeing that starting to play out with regards to turtles and dugongs. So these approvals that have been provided, perhaps they could have been adequate if the population had been resilient, but at the moment this population is a long way from being resilient.
The Gladstone-based Sea Turtle Foundation says it's unable to meet the demand to try to save stranded turtles. It's approached gas companies to fund a turtle rehabilitation centre. Further north, the Cairns and Townsville turtle hospitals are full. So James Cook University has established a makeshift rehab facility. It's also working to establish a world-class dedicated turtle research facility for the longer term.
That's Cathy Van Extel reporting from Brisbane on the plight of the Queensland dugong and sea turtle populations. It's 18 to 7.